Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special show. We have the award-winning, multi-talented country music artist named Hicks. And Hicks hails from Sweden and travels the world sharing his music. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my friend and superstar Hicks. Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am good, thank you. It's a beautiful
cool.
day here in Seattle.
Well, it's not here in Stockholm. It's been raining like crazy all day, but yeah, you got to have those two.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah.
So how is everything?
Everything's good. It's crazy, busy, having fun, playing music, recording music, and just enjoying myself the best I can.
I love to hear that. That's fantastic. Now, I understand that you have a new single out.
Exactly. Just released a new single called I Belong to You. And it's a little bit different than the other ones. I like different. I always strive to be a little different when I write music. But I think we came up with something here that you want to sing along to. Clap your hands and just have a good time.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. And I understand that was co-written with one of Kelly Clarkson's songwriters.
Exactly. Jorgen Ellison, we wrote the song with him, me and Eric Martinson, my colleague. And that was a really cool experience to write with such a talented guy. That was real fun.
That must have been just a blast.
It was. And you never know with a writing session what comes out of it. But this time it was just like, yeah, this is it.
Oh, my gosh. So it all just clicked.
It clicked. It clicked really good. Jorgen is an old friend of mine. We go way back. We known each other since we've been teenagers. But we never really worked together. He was doing his thing and I've been doing my thing. But this time there was time and we just hit it off and that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's, I think you're going to like it.
You know what? I know I'm going to love it. That's just so exciting. Now, did you come over here at all? How did that work for you guys?
Well, I was in Nashville a month ago, but this song we wrote here in Stockholm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He lives here in Stockholm, Jorgen, and me and Eric, we live in Stockholm. So it was just a quick drive over to his studio, and bam, we were sitting there with our guitars and just playing and laughing. So that was really cool.
I am so happy for you. That's really awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I was in Nashville a month ago, and that was an experience of a lifetime. That was just so, so cool. I co-wrote two songs with Steve Wariner.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and that just blew my mind. I mean, he must be the nicest guy in the music industry. Just down to earth, humble, easygoing. And we wrote two really, really great songs. So that was just amazing. I mean, to get to work with a country legend.
Right.
How often does that happen? I mean, come on. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I got to say that's one of the coolest writing sessions I've ever done.
That must have just been amazing. So you guys wrote two songs.
We wrote two songs. We had one day booked when I came out, and after we were done that day, it was just like, can you reschedule? He asked me. Yeah, I can. Can you? Yeah. We got to write some more. So we rescheduled our week and just to write more stuff together because we had so much fun. Yeah, that was just the best thing ever. And to get to know him, that was really, really cool. He, like I said, he's such a sweet guy, just the nicest guy there is.
So neat. So when will these songs be released?
Well, we're going to start working on one of the songs, hopefully already next week. But I'm going to shoot a video for the new single as well. So it's a tight schedule. But it's probably going to be the next thing. Or not probably, it's going to be the next single because it's a really, really cool song. So,
you know, for those of us that aren't in the music industry, can you give us an idea of, like, what is the time frame and what does a songwriter and a musician and an artist go through, like, basically from the time you decide, oh, I really want to work with this guy or this gal, and I think that we could probably get a song done, and then how long does all that process take? Because you had mentioned that you want to do a video and things like that. Like, soup to nuts, what would you say would be your average, if there even is an average?
Yeah, well, there isn't. It's so different every time, and you never know. Because when you schedule and plan, and you think, yeah, recording will take so many days, and then we're going to do that, and then stuff happens. You rewrite the song, or you scrap it, and you take a new song, or you just start all over with the production, or everything just falls into place in 5 minutes. So it's so hard. Some songs, when you write, they write themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're just there with your guitar and start playing, and then things start to happen, like when we wrote I Belong to You. That was a song that we were just playing around with our guitars, and Eric started with the groove, and we started singing, and boom, 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 one idea, next idea led to the third idea, and oh, there's the chorus, oh, there's the melody, and it was just like, wow, I think we're done. And when it goes like that, you look at the lyrics, and you sing it in your head, and you say, oh, we're really done? And yeah, we're done. You can't believe it. And sometimes, I mean, I have a song that I wrote with a very talented American songwriter. Her name is Becky Caban. And I think we wrote that song 6 years ago. We started on it, and it's not done yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's the great lyrics. The melodies are okay, but the chorus just doesn't work. We don't know what it is, but we meet up every now and then and see if, let it be, let's write a new one. Yeah. So we said, well, one day we're gonna find that song. It's there. So it's so different.
Absolutely.
From song to song.
That's really interesting because, you know, I've never written a song or put things down on paper. I would imagine that you just need to be so creative, and you either have it or you don't. And I think it's the same with songwriting and music. You get out there and you know when it's going to be really great, you know, and when a song and people just click, like in life, then you know, wow, this is it. This is going to be it.
Yeah.
And then it just comes out and you're just blown away by how perfect everything worked out.
Exactly. Same thing when I worked with Steve in Nashville. It was like no struggle, no stress. Just like the songs kind of wrote themselves. It just fell into place. And I think it does when you're laughing, having a good time, and don't try to push something. When you're pushing and struggling with a song, I think it's time to leave it for a while because the energy isn't there. It has to flow. For me, every songwriter is different. I mean, I know writers, They start early and they don't go home until the song is done. And they struggle and fight and work until they're done. And it works for some.
Right. I think if we, I don't know, my kind of thing is, you know, with anything in life, if we try too hard, you know, you just have to do it in a natural way, in a way that syncs, you know, in a way that connects, especially with music.
I think it's so with everything. I mean,
yeah.
When you, if you try to take love, for instance,
mm-hmm.
when you start struggling with love to meet a partner, I gotta find her, I gotta find him, or whatever, and everything is just locked, and it never happens
right.
until you're just cool with it and say, "Hey, here I am, I'm available."
Mm-hmm.
And
like the old saying goes, right? If you're not looking, when you're not looking for love and you're not looking for that, it will come to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, desperation stinks.
It does.
In any, even if it's in music or in love or your career or whatever, people can tell if you're desperate.
Totally agree. Absolutely.
So I
think people just kind of need to be themselves, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Get to know yourself. Find out who you are and just play with it. Have a good time.
Exactly. And then you have
to be so serious.
I know. Be yourself. Be authentic. Be true to who you are, you know, in life,
yeah.
in music, in love.
Exactly. But with that comes a lot of work, because then you have to do the work to get to know yourself.
That's right.
That can be tough.
That can be very tough.
Yeah, because then you have to start a lot of questions. Hey, why
mm-hmm.
am I acting like that? Why am I talking like that? Why did I say that? Who am I?
Right. That's so true. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but it's a cool journey if you dare to take it. It's a really cool journey to get to know yourself, because I think it's important, because you have to share your life with yourself your whole life. That's
mm-hmm.
the person you need to love.
That's right. That's the person that you need to make happy first, and then you can go and make everybody else happy if you're happy and confident and secure.
Yeah.
You know, money isn't everything. We see that all the time, right?
Yeah, that's right. But same thing with money. I think that comes when we're ready, when we're there,
yes.
when we're relaxed. Like we said before, we're not desperate for it. Just like, yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me. And it comes.
That's right. I totally agree with you. I think that happens with everything. You're so right about that.
Yeah, I see it in my life. And I see it in my friend's life who dare to relax a bit and don't struggle so much and don't chase it. I mean, you have to work hard. You have to be focused
mm-hmm.
on what you want in life, but don't chase it.
Right.
I wish
we could bottle that, right?
A rabbit. Yeah, but if you chase a rabbit, the rabbit mm-hmm. starts running.
That's
but if
right.
you sit down, hold the carrot, the rabbit will come to you.
That's right.
Same
I like
everything
it.
Else.
It is.
Yeah,
it really
simple.
Is.
It's life is simple. Life is fun. Life is simple. And we should maybe enjoy it a bit more.
I agree. I really do. You know, I try to live my life in a positive way. You know, confident, positive. Doesn't always work, but for the most part, you know. You get to that point in life, right?
Yeah. And I mean, you don't get, I mean, life is what life is. Sometimes it hurts for different
yeah.
reasons. Yeah. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt. It's okay to fall. But don't
mm-hmm.
stay down there. I mean, fall, but get up.
Exactly.
Find those things in life that's worth putting your energy to putting your attention to, instead of putting the intention of, I fell, it hurts. Yeah, I know,
right.
I know, but move on. Let it hurt. I mean, don't skip
mm-hmm.
it. Don't skip the pain like a lot of people do. They just put the lid on, and then they move on and say, I don't feel nothing. And then they're ticking time bomb.
Right.
So, I mean, fall, deal with it, and move on.
As long as you can grow from it and learn from it, right?
Exactly.
That is so true. I have another question for you, and this is something that I've never asked you before. Is country music really big over there in Sweden?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's starting to grow, and I see new bands coming up every month. I see on Facebook and all the social media, and they're starting to sound pretty good. The country we had here in Sweden just a couple of years ago was very close to country sounded in the 50s and 60s. Very, very old school. Very old school. And but now the new contemporary country that's coming out of Sweden is very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so I hope that me making waves out in the world has a little something to do with it. A lot of bands contact me and said, well, you've been a very big inspiration. So I hope that they can see it's possible.
Absolutely. I think that's great.
Yeah, because the music industry here in Sweden don't get country at all.
Okay.
They don't know what it is. They don't know how it sounds. So when country artists approach labels or management or publishers or whatever, they don't know what to look for when it comes to quality in country music. So they always say no because they don't understand it.
They don't understand it, right.
They don't understand it at all because their version, they think, like I said, that country should sound like it did back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, and if it don't, they're just like, is this country? Okay, well, what should we do with it? And they can't tell a good country song from a bad song or a good player from a bad player because they don't listen to it. And I totally understand them. I mean, I can't tell if it's a good rap song or a bad rap song.
Right.
I can hear the timing and the flow in it, but the message or the beat and the grooves, because I don't listen to it. But it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just that I don't get it.
Right. I can understand that because they don't really have anything to compare it with, right?
No, exactly. So
right.
The country out of Sweden, we're kind of on an island. But it's cool, I think, because there are other ways to go about it.
Right.
I found other ways, so. And I get airplays all over the world right now. So, I mean, I'm happy.
Exactly. If you could do it right, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's my mission. If I can do it, anybody else can do it. Just
that's
to
right.
See that it's been done. It's been done.
Exactly.
So,
you're all the way over there doing your thing, but everybody knows you around the world. You know, see, that's really cool.
Yeah,
what a great example you are.
Well, I read somewhere, and I don't think that I'm a Gandhi or something like that, but it was a reporter that asked Gandhi if he could write his story.
Oh.
And he told him that my life is my story.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was really, really beautiful.
It is. It really, really is.
Very inspiring that live the life so you are happy yourself and that other people can say, wow, look what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
That's so inspiring.
So you can inspire people because I think that's one of the reasons we are here, to inspire each other to be the can be, to follow that dream, to achieve everything we want to.
Right. Totally
and
on the same page as you, my friend.
So good to hear. And I don't care what the dream is or as long as it's something good, positive, that spreads love and positive feelings. I mean, that's my mission. Just have a good time with life.
Exactly. And don't take yourself too seriously, right?
No, you must be able to laugh at yourself.
I know. I know. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's just like, what was I thinking? And it's like,
exactly. Well, you are the best. We just love and adore you. And if you would like to let our listeners know where they can find you, and I'm so excited to hear your song, I Belong to You, by country music artist Hicks.
Yeah, and you find me on hickscountry.com, and there are links to all my social media and to iTunes and everything. So hickscountry.com.
Awesome. Well, my dear, I just want to say thank you so much. It's just always a joy to speak with you.
Well, right back at you, and it's a joy to be in on your show, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you, and have a great rest of your week.
You too. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, again, that was Hicks. And you can find him at hickscountry.com. He's active on social media, and I hope everyone is really looking forward to hearing his new single, I Belong to You. I'm going to go check it out later in the week, and I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. I hope the weather is fine by where you are, and we will see you again soon. Thank you, Hicks. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a great day. Bye for now.